Logan Garrett here from Rainforest Radio in Costa Rica, welcoming you to the best environmental radio program in the U.S. It's time now for the Green Living Show with landscape architect, arborist, columnist, author, and speaker, my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. Logan's going to be back in town from Costa Rica here pretty soon. Looking forward to seeing her. Don't know what her next adventure is going to be, but she's going to be around here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a while, so we'll get caught up on some things and have her on the show to talk about the turtles, the work they were doing tagging the turtles. And if you want to know some about it now, there's some photographs and a note from her about that work and on the website and the blog on dirtdoctor.com. So check that out and all the other things that are going on. If you're new to the show, we are an organic show. We talk about gardening and we talk about landscaping and pest control and we talk about green living around the house, everything related to it. We do a newsletter that's free. All you have to do is send us an email. Send that email to info@dirtdoctor.com, and that gets you signed up. You can also fill out the form that's on dirtdoctor.com. We do it weekly, and it covers one subject at a time. We get an awful lot of response and encouragement about it. I think one of the reasons is it's a simple newsletter. It only covers one subject at a time. You can see it, and if it's something you're interested in, it's easy to read and go deeper in through the links and all that we provide. And if you're not interested in it, just delete it. If you don't want to, if you get it and don't want it anymore, you simply tell us and you're off the list. That doesn't happen very often. We have a lot of people on there, and it's growing all the time. The current one, reason I bring it up, has generated more response, I think, than any we've ever done. There probably have been some others that were close, but this one is unusual because it, to me, is such a simple subject, but it really resonated with a lot of people. You can see it. If you don't get it, it's on the website now on dirtdoctor.com. It's about leaf management. Fall leaves on the ground, what to do with them. And a lot of the response that we've have gotten is from people saying, right on, that's exactly what I do. Thank you for doing that. I'll pass this on. But a couple of negative reports or emails, not about the overall program in general, but about some of the things that I say. Basically, for a quick review of the newsletter, I say that when the leaves are on the ground, you can leave them there if you want to, but the better thing to do is to run your mulching mower. And I used just a regular mower before I had a mulching mower. Just run any kind of mower you have over the turf and grind the leaves up into the grass and leave them there. That's the A number one best way to handle the management of leaves on your property, even if you have a whole lot of trees like I do. And the second thing you do is after you've mulched and mulched and mulched and you're about to cover the turf completely with ground up leaves, which you don't want to do, you put the excess in the driveway, or you can do it out in the turf and then just rake up the excess and toss it into the beds. It's just a wonderful mulch for the beds. I get questions every year. I was talking to Bob Webster on his show this morning, yeah, down at KTSA in San Antonio, and he gets the same questions from people from time to time. Some folks think that too many leaves in the bed and in the turf will foul up the chemistry or be too acidic or cause some imbalance of biological activity. Well, if a lot of leaves, if the leaves that fall on your property cause some kind of biological problem or chemistry problem, or even physics problem, that doesn't come up too much. Well, then the forests are in real trouble, aren't they? Because that goes on in nature all the time. There is a balancing act that goes on by the microbes in the soil, the microbes and the insects and the plant roots and the exudates and all those kinds of things, and balances it all out. Some of the best growers, vegetable crop growers, tomato growers, they use ground up leaves as their primary fertilizer. It's really about all some of them do and just have great production. So it doesn't really throw things out of balance. You can make it even better by adding some molasses or some Garrett juice or Thrive or one of the organic fertilizers. But long term, you really don't have to do that. Just putting leaves in the soil and all is a good thing. But just from a homeowner's standpoint, just managing the leaves, you certainly shouldn't do what the photograph shows, put the leaves in bags and put them out on the curb for the city to haul away. That's the worst thing in the world from all kinds of standpoints, creating more cost for the city and taxes going up. But you're throwing away valuable fertilizer. You're throwing away valuable organic matter that should be left there. So save the time and money and just grind them up and leave them there. The one thing that has come in from several people as kind of a little bit of a negative is that they say they don't agree with me that the leaves shouldn't go in the compost pile. Well, my point on that is that it doesn't make sense to move the leaves into the compost, have them composted down, and then move them back to the turf and the beds. If you can just leave them where they fall after grinding them up so they, you know, it looks better, neater, and they filter down and don't cover up small plants, that's a better way to go. But it just, my point is that you don't need to go through the motions of moving them to the compost pile and then moving them back to the beds. They can be ground up and used right straight in the beds and turf and save the time and money. I don't, you know, there's nothing really wrong with making compost out of leaves. That's fine. You're just, in my opinion, wasting a step. Now, when you've ground up the leaves and you've ground up the leaves and you've ground up the leaves and the beds are completely covered, there's no bare soil, and you've got as much out on the turf as you can take without covering the turf completely up, then any excess from that point forward certainly should go in the compost pile. Do you have to have a container? No, not if you have enough room. Just pile the compost up in a pile. Add a little molasses or organic fertilizer or some green material from the kitchen or whatever and stir it in, and it'll compost beautifully for you. But you can use a container. I like, the tumbleweed is a good one that's in the Green Living shop that you can see, and also the Shepherd composter. That's the one I personally use in my vegetable garden. It holds, it's a really sturdy steel bin that's 4 by 4 by 3 feet high, and it holds a lot of material, and as you put the material in there, it settles, and you can put more in. And to stir it, to mix the compost, you simply lift that steel structure up and off and move it over to a new spot. If you put it on a spot where there's some weeds growing, that's a great idea because it kills the weeds in that spot. And when you move the compost material into the bin in the new location, that turns it as much as you need to turn it. So, the operation's over with. Very, very simple and easy to do. That Shepherd composter is also in the Green Living shop. You can see it there. Maybe in your garden center or feed store, hardware store where you are, and that's the easiest place to get it. And if that doesn't work out for you, you can get it off our site and the Green Living shop. And give it a whirl. I do recommend composting. All I'm saying is that if you can do something with that raw material before having to handle it and put it in the compost and turn it and all that kind of thing, it's better. Now, we just had a situation in our place. We have an intern that came in, and he got some communication from a couple of us, and he thought that it would be bad to put the weeds in the compost pile. And it was a good lesson, a good thing for everybody to talk about, because I think there's a big misconception about that. People think that the weeds, when you pick them up, whether it's weeds that are in the garden now in the fall or in the spring or the summer or wherever they come from, that would be something bad to go in the compost pile. Some people think that mistletoe would be bad to go in the compost pile or foliage that has some kind of disease on it. Well, the truth is that's the compost pile is the very best place to put that kind of stuff. And the composting, the heat from the composting, the biological activity will neutralize insects and diseases, and weed seed. No, you don't have to worry about the weed seed if you compost. It's the best way to get a lot of nutrients, a lot of trace minerals. Those weeds are growing out there because something's missing from the soil, bare soil. So throw them in the compost pile. Use the stuff like Mother Nature intended. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The number here is 1-866-444-3478. We've got a guest coming at the bottom of the hour. I'll tell you about that when I get back. Don't go away. I'll be right back after this. Munster Natural Pet Foods are very special products for your very special pets, dogs and cats. These products have all the good things. More flaxseed, the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Natural preservatives throughout the product. Citric acid, rosemary extract, and natural tocopherols. Not just in the fats, as with a lot of dog foods, but throughout the product. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals. The blend gives your dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three different rations for dogs: red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes, green bag for normally active dogs, and the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. Latest addition is the yellow bag, which is the chicken and rice formula that contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients for your pets. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, recommending highly Munster Natural dog food and cat food.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients, and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With 7 optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden, and clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. Attachments sold separately. See your local servicing Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Sugar can ruin your health. Here are a few good reasons from Nancy Appleton, Ph.D., who wrote Suicide by Sugar. Sugar can suppress the immune system. It can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and crankiness in children. Sugar interferes with absorption of calcium and magnesium. It can increase cholesterol. It can weaken eyesight and can cause hypoglycemia. It can cause premature aging, tooth decay, and contribute to obesity. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma, gallstones, and heart disease. Sugar can lead to periodontal disease. Sugar can contribute to osteoporosis. It can cause headaches, including migraine. It can cause liver tumors. And sugar can cause cataracts. To learn more about living a more natural and healthy lifestyle, visit DirtDoctor.com today. You'll find helpful topics and wonderful products that will help you live better, have more fun, and save money, including information on why to avoid sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number. You'll jump in here and chat with me about any of these things is 1-866-444-3478. Our guest coming up at the bottom of the hour is Ann Louise Gittleman, and she is a health expert. And we're going to be talking about probiotics and fats and all kinds of things that I think you'll be interested in if you want to be healthier. If you already are, you may get some fine-tuning points. So stay tuned for that. Some of the information that you may not be aware of if you're new listening to the show is on the website. We are in on Twitter and Facebook. You can go there, and it's a real easy way to see some of the basic things that we're involved in on the website. It's a very deep website as far as subject matter and a lot of data on all sorts of subjects. One of the things that we've been doing the last few weeks now, it's been going on a fair length of time and will continue to. We're covering the poison of the week. We're talking about one insecticide, one chemical, one thing that's actually being used out there that we don't recommend. And we're putting the information about why we don't recommend the product, links to websites and research and all that that talks about it. We've even covered some of the products that have been at least somewhat partially at least banned or taken off the market, things like Dursban and Diazinon. And we're doing Frontline and Advantage, which are dog products this week. They weren't up yet first thing this morning. Hopefully they'll be up sometime soon, and you'll see why we don't recommend those. For the most part, those one spot on the back of the dog type pest controls. One of them is turning up the front line. I was talking to Bob Webster on his show about this. He does a show with a veterinarian down there, sits in with him, and this vet is very much on board with a lot of the things that we talk about, getting the neurotoxins away from your pets. You know, don't be putting things out on the grass that they have to run through with their little bare paws and have their noses down into, and he's very much a proponent of most of the things that we talk about. And he brought up the fact that Frontline not only is a toxic material that he doesn't recommend, but it doesn't work very well. They're starting to see that it has which is the case with a lot of chemical pest control products, the efficacy a lot of times goes away because the insects or the diseases, if it's that category, tend to become immune to the chemicals. And the chemicals have to be changed, made more toxic or combined with others to work. And it's just an ongoing problem. The things that we recommend tend to work well in the beginning and last. There is a flea control product that I probably ought to mention that the veterinarian friend of his, Dr. Dan Kirby's his name, by the way. You can look him up, do a search on the web for him. But he recommends a product for fleas called Comfortis. I think you have to get it from a veterinarian. I'm not positive about that, but it's a pill. It's a pill or a tablet that you take you have to feed it to the dog. You have to trick them like we do Tater and Hannah and get them to eat the thing, and it controls fleas internally. It's a spinosad-based product. And the worst, which is an organic pest control product, and the worst that we've heard about it is that some animals will have some indigestion and some problems about that. And we're going to talk about indigestion here in a little bit, and there may be some tips for that if that's a problem that we'll get into. Let's see what else I needed to tell you. The other thing on our website is that we do have forums on there. You can go in the forums and chat with people. You can see just thousands and thousands of threads in there, discussions about all sorts of things from green living of all kinds, cleaning products and paints and the Hank blue paint for ceilings and all that, to landscaping and pest control outside. Farming and ranching is covered. We've got some information there about job availability and people looking for jobs in this natural organic industry. So you can check all that out. And in our blogs, we cover a lot of the things that end up being talked about on the air, some of the travel stuff and some of the interesting things that come up. So check all that out. And if you've got any questions, you can send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com if you do have a question about any kind of green living or organic thing. And we'll try to help point you in the right direction. Or if it's something we haven't covered on the website, we will add it and answer it and add it to the website. And also that puts you on the list to get the free newsletter. I don't know what the next one is I'm going to do. We kind of do them on the spur of the moment. We try to get them out by Tuesday. Sometimes we miss that because I'm out of town or something else is going on, but generally we try to get them out early in the week. If you don't know what we're talking about and would like to see before you sign up for it, you can go into dirtdoctor.com and see them all. They're all archived there for you. Also, all my shows, all hours of the show, the Saturday show is 2 hours. Some stations around the country carry one or both hours. The Sunday show is 3 hours. And if your station doesn't carry, or if you have friends in some part of the country, tell them about it. Maybe the stations will pick it up. If they don't, that's okay because you can get listen online at dirtdoctor.com. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doc, and I'll be right back after this.
Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted Best Buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Visit Aquasana.com today to receive the Dirt Doctor special of 20% off factory direct purchases. Use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount, free same-day shipping, and a free Aquasana glass water bottle. Order now by going to Aquasana.com. That's A-Q-U-A-S-A-N-A.com. And make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard, back with you. A couple of things that I want to catch up on here, too. Our guest is somewhere... AWOL, we're still trying to track her down. I guess you got the time wrong. And the time doesn't change till tomorrow night. By the way, that's one of the things we put on the website. A little reminder there for you that you get an extra hour of sleep tonight, so don't forget that. I'm looking forward to that myself. One of the letters that came in that wasn't talking about leaf management this week, and this one comes in every now and then. Some of the... people out there, you know, still recommend toxic chemicals, but some of them recommend what they think are organic products, and they really aren't. And it's one thing I need to probably review with you here real quickly. I've been asked about natural pyrethrum, which I'll cover, but this letter that I have in front of me here, this email, asked me about using permethrin. And a couple of people said that they had used it for mosquitoes and a lot of these misting systems that people put in around houses, sometimes on commercial properties. missed out synthetic pyrethroid, which is called permethrin or resmethrin or something like that. Those are just chemical neurotoxins. They're designed and built in a lab to kind of mimic the way the natural pyrethrum works, but I think they're extremely dangerous. Just like the natural pyrethrum, which I also don't recommend, one of the main problems with these products is that they affect people's allergies. They can cause allergies, and that includes asthma, and people already with allergy problems and asthma, these materials make the problem a whole lot worse. So if you're in that category, you need to especially stay away from these things. But not only do I mistrust and dislike the synthetic products, I don't like natural pyrethrum anymore. And that confuses people because they'll read some of my books from the past or some articles from the past. There may even be some stuff hanging around still on the website where we recommended pyrethrum as an insect control. And then I got smart enough to do some research about it and decided very strongly that I would not recommend it anymore at all. One of the things that scares me the most is when it comes as an ingredient in an organic tool, like a diatomaceous earth. Some of the diatomaceous earth people add pyrethrum to it. And that's really dangerous because I'm talking all the time about adding it to food, adding it to dog foods and cat foods and livestock feeds at 2 ounces or 2% of the volume of their food. Some people take it on a regular basis. I do quite a lot myself. And if you're buying from a company that's putting pyrethrum in the product sometimes, that's a little bit of a worry to me. And I don't know, I may get more comfortable with it at some point in time. But if somebody's manufacturing both of those things, it seems like it'd be pretty easy to cross-contaminate and have some problems. But this email was talking about somebody recommending permethrin and ammonia and dish soap and spraying that out, and they're asking if that's a problem. Well, that's a problem from several standpoints. There's no guy that's been around for a long time, I assume he's still around, who recommends mixing a lot of home products together to spray. And ammonia is one of the things, and baby shampoo is another one of the things, and tobacco is another one of the things that tends to be mentioned in some of these mixtures. Well, ammonia especially is a very, very harsh material. I don't like it at all. It is a fertilizer. It is a way of putting out nitrogen fertilizer, but you couldn't have a more fast-acting, leachable, volatizing form of nitrogen than ammonia. So it's a horrible choice, and I don't recommend it at all. Even as a repellent, there are other things that will repel a whole lot better than ammonia would and last longer as well. Dish soap is fine. I don't mind dish soap being used in mixtures to help ward off insect problems or whatnot. Some dish soaps are better than others. The ones that are the cleanest, you'll see on the website, and you'll see explanations of, and you'll even hear me recommend some of them. The Dr. Bronner's line of products are real clean and nice, especially the peppermint. When the peppermint, Dr. Bronner's product has been used a lot as a pest control. There's a greenhouse growing operation here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that uses Lemon Joy as an insect control in the greenhouse operations. I don't have a huge problem with that. The only negative is that you spray soap over and over and over again, and if it's mixed too strong in the solution that you're using, whether it's a compost tea or garret juice or fish and seaweed or just used by itself, if you use it too strong, it kills beneficial insects pretty effectively too. Might even foul up biological activity. So you want to be careful not to use more than about a teaspoon per gallon of water. Teaspoon per gallon of water on soaps when you're using them in any kind of program, but especially an organic program. The soap that we recommend and have the most experience with is sold as and called BioWash. B-I-O, capital W-A-S-H, Bio Wash. Or in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's sold under the name Plant Wash. You'll find it in the Green Living shop as Bio Wash. It should be used at that 1 teaspoon per gallon. If you are spraying something where you have a real bad insect problem and you need to make sure you kill, you can mix it as strong as 1 tablespoon per gallon. But in most cases, that's too strong. You don't need to do that. It's a great cleaner. It's made from potatoes and has been turned into a product that has very, very small particles, molecules in it. I think that's why it works so well. And it's the one that we would use along with essential oils. We like orange oil. We like the Eco Smart product that's juices out of plants and those kind of things. We do not like pyrethroids, which are synthetic, and we don't like pyrethrum, which is the natural painted daisy flower. Or the pyrethrins, which are the active ingredients of that natural flower. One more thing I ought to say before going to the next subject is there's one other issue with the natural pyrethrum. Where they are grown, and there's apparently some political issue going on right now and about what countries they're able to be grown in, but DDT is used ironically, as the pest control on those crops, growing that quote-unquote natural organic insect control, they actually spray those crops with DDT. So not only are you getting the pyrethrum, which is a neurotoxin to vertebrates, meaning birds and lizards and frogs and toads and you and me, cats and dogs, but it also has DDT laced in it as well. So bottom line is, stay away from that. And if you've got some question about whether a pesticide is okay to use or not and how dangerous it is, we've got that covered on the website very well. We're covering the most commonly recommended ones in the Poison of the Week and giving you backup on why we don't recommend them, what the data is that that we use to make the decision that we've made. And there's research in the research area of the website that goes into it even further. And, of course, on the web, you can find these things as well. And a lot of people have different opinions. When you read something that says a certain pesticide is okay, like pyrethrum, be sure and see all sides of it before you make your decision. Here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we've got some people that proclaim to be organic consultants and advisors, and they recommend of copper sulfate still, too. Well, copper sulfate is used by some that recommend the thing as a way to control black spot on roses and powdery mildew on roses and things like that. Well, first of all, you can control the diseases on those plants with biowash or with plant wash or with cornmeal juice that you make by soaking cornmeal in water. And a lot of things are just completely non-toxic. They work beautifully. Copper sulfate is a heavy metal product that has been banned in California. A lot of people recommend it to use on algae in ponds. And it's a terrible thing to use. It's really something that's a toxic material that some people even consider okay in an organic deal. So don't do that. And there's others on there. We'll cover them from time to time, talk about them, bring them up. Because every time I do this, I get emails and letters from people saying, thank you for talking about that. I thought it was just fine. 7 is probably the most common in that category. We covered it as one of the poisons of the week some time ago. And we got all kinds of emails saying we thought this was a very safe product. And why would people recommend it so much if it's not? Well, it's one of the nastiest neurotoxins out there and should not be used. The other thing I wanted to talk about is turtles a little bit. There's something that has gone on down in the Gulf from the Gulf spill problem that relates to turtles. It's really an interesting deal. I don't know who came up with it, but sure is a good idea, it appears. Some turtles in the Gulf of Mexico that have been covered with oil have been treated with mayonnaise. Yeah, mayonnaise, right out of the grocery store. It helps clean the oil off the turtles and is completely non-toxic and doesn't seem to give the turtles any problem at all. In fact, it may even be beneficial. They're talking about the fact that they're cleaning the sea turtles, babies up to, you know, full-grown turtles with mayonnaise, and they're allowing the mayonnaise to be fed to the turtles, so it's cleaning out the oil and contaminants inside the turtle as well. Ryan Butts from the Turtle Hospital said that mayonnaise is so safe it can be put in their eyes and mouth and nostrils and rubbed on their shells. Dr. Greg Liebart from North Carolina State University said mayonnaise works really well to clean the turtles because it bonds with the oil. The mayonnaise is inexpensive and easy to find, of course, and that's great, really helping to clean up the turtles, and I would think other animals and other things down in the Gulf. I saw one article today that said that some of the coral that has been covered with some of the oil is hurt more than we thought. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. One of the most common recommendations I make for people who are trying to increase the plant growth, especially plants that are having problems, is to use Thrive by Alpha Bio, containing beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. And it's just remarkable what increased plant growth and health you'll see. Give it a try if you haven't already. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com. That's 888-265-7929. Or check with your local retailer.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Howard Garrett for Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff. This is the company I recommend if you've had some hearing problems or if you've had trouble with hearing aids in the past. That's a fairly common thing. This is a better way to go. Telephone number for Affordable Hearing is 800-521-1592. You'll be able to take one of these high-quality hearing aids home and test for a while after you're getting your test from Affordable Hearing. Try it out for a week or so. There's no charge or obligations. You'll find locations for Affordable Hearing in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They can meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that would help. Their helpline is available 7 days a week to answer your questions, and also the number to set an appointment. It's 800-521-1592. 800-521-1592. They have the best quality equipment and the best prices for that equipment. That's why the name is Affordable Hearing.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Alrighty, Howard, back with you. One of the things that people are asking me a lot about this time of the year that would be good to cover right now is pots coming in the house for the winter and not bringing some visitors in with the potted plants and, well, other things too. Anything you're bringing in might have a chance of having some ants or some aphids or some roaches or something that's hanging out before they come in the house. And it's a good thing to do to, if you've got a plant that's plunged into a decorative pot or something, take the plant out, inspect it, see if there's anything hanging around on the outside of clay pots. And you can also use this as a drench through the soil. There's a couple of different things you could use. One would be orange oil. And you can mix orange oil from about 1 ounce to 2 ounces per gallon of water. Don't go more than that. And spray the outside of the pot, the inside of pots that you plunge another one into, or anything that comes apart so you can kill anything that's hanging out in the cracks and crevices. The orange oil smells good. If it's something that has a nice paint finish on it or lacquer or something like that, go ahead and use the orange oil, but don't use it stronger than 2 ounces per gallon, and rinse it off once you have finished if it has a nice finish, because orange oil is a solvent and will do some damage to nice finishes like that. But it'll kill the insects that are hanging out. It'll get down to the tiny ones. It will help with eggs and nits and larvae and all kinds of things, as well as the adults. You could also use one of the products that are designed to use for interior pest control from the EcoSmart line of products. If you do that, don't use the one that's designed for interior pest control on the foliage. I learned the hard way that that can be a little too strong. You get a little burn on the foliage. You can also mix up what we call the mound drench. Those of you in the South that have fire ants, this is a good tip for you to control them. Also, you can also spray mealybugs with what I'm going to tell you as a mix here on any kind of plant. It's maybe the best control for aphids and mealybugs that you can make yourself or buy a commercial product, either one in this case, that you have available to you. We call it mound drench because we came up with the idea as a mixture to kill fire ant mounds out. It's a mixture of three things in equal amounts. Orange oil, again. Compost tea, which you can use store-bought or make your own compost tea. You make compost tea is simple, especially for this use, by just soaking some compost in water and that dark liquid that'll look about like iced tea is what we're talking about here. And then the third ingredient would be molasses, liquid molasses, right from the grocery store, or if your stores, your garden centers and feed stores and hardware stores are into organic products, they'll have a horticultural grade molasses that's good to use. So it's equal amounts of orange oil, compost tea, or you can use a liquid humate. Those of you who don't have access to either of those and don't want to make your own compost or compost tea, you can use old coffee grounds. Soak old coffee grounds in water and get a nice, tea-looking liquid there, and you can use that for that piece of the puzzle. It's good fertilizer for your potted plants for the soil anyway. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to drench it through the soil. If there's ants or roaches or silverfish or any kind of critters at all in the plants, that material will take care of it. You can spray it on the foliage and won't burn if you mix it correctly. And what you do in the mixture is this. You mix up this concentrate, which is equal amounts of orange oil, compost tea, molasses, liquid molasses, and then you use about 4 ounces. Some people will go as high as 6. I normally tell people stay around 4 ounces of this concentrate per gallon of water, and then you can spray it on the foliage. You can drench the stem, and you can pour it into the root system. You can spray it on the pots and the whole deal, and then what you bring in is going to be clean. The orange oil will give it a good, the orange oil and the molasses both give a good fragrance. Some people occasionally will tell me that they don't like the smell of molasses in the sprays that we use outdoors. And it kind of surprises me a little bit. I love it. I think it smells great. And if you don't, you can, I guess, just use a white sugar and you won't have that fragrance. But I kind of like that fragrance. It's pretty good. You could also add to the drench some garlic. If you have your own garlic, crush it and put some of the garlic juice in the mixture, and that'd be another good thing to do. And then you don't have to worry about the pests inside. If they pop up, for example, if you brought some plants in already and you didn't do this and you had some insect diseases show up, you can use this mixture to knock the disease and insects out. If it's for sure a disease, powdery mildew, black spot, something like that, add the plant wash or the bio wash to this mixture. And yeah, you can do that. You can put it right in the mixture at the 1 teaspoon up to, don't ever go more than 1 tablespoon per gallon, but you can go up that high. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com. If you want our newsletter, send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. Check out all the stuff because there's new stuff, new changing things there every day. And if we're not covering something that you'd like to know something about, let us know and we'll add it. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.